USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast. Biden said we should be following Dr. King's teachings and words.
Dr. King's life and legacy, in my view, show us the way forward. We just have to look back. We got to be prepared.
He also explained how much his administration has done for minorities.
Black unemployment is near record lows. Wages for black workers are up. Two strongest years ever for small business creation, including black small businesses.
Adding his infrastructure bill has equity at its center, including funding for historically black colleges and universities. The United States will hit its debt limit later this week. That's the warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She told Congress the Treasury Department will begin to take steps soon to avoid default. Yellen is unable to estimate how long the federal government will be able to pay its bills after the debt limit is reached. She's urging Congress to act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. New York City's top elected official is speaking out about the migrant crisis.
On a trip to the Texas-Mexico border on Sunday, Mayor Eric Adams called out the federal government for not doing enough to alleviate the situation and not accepting the financial burden.
We expect more from our national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
Adams said FEMA needs to have a larger role. New York received tens of thousands of migrants in recent months, but noted the city has run out of space to take in any more migrants. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Thousands of customers of Norton LifeLock have had their accounts breached over the past few weeks, according to the digital security company. The breach would have given hackers access to customers' password managers. It also may have exposed their names, phone numbers, and mailing addresses. It's expected to be a busy week on Wall Street, even though the markets are closed today. Earnings from companies like Netflix, American Airlines, and Goldman Sachs highlight the shortened week. This is USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wild Card Weekend wraps up tonight with the Cowboys and Buccaneers.
The Cowboys are paying a visit to Tom Brady. The Buccaneers are the NFC Wild Card round. Tampa hosts Dallas tonight. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the Buccaneers coming in with plenty of playoff experience.
You know, this is a veteran football team that's played a lot of football, has played a lot of playoff football. So obviously division champ, former Super Bowl champ. So they obviously bring that to the table. But, you know, it's playoff football.
Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles and the team knowing how important this game is.
It's win or go home. You can't get up next Sunday if you lose this ball game and say, well, we can get it back next week and get better. So it's win or go home. There's urgency all over with every playoff team.
I'm Julio Flores.
There's been a big boost in the number of people going to NFL games. The Sports Business Journal reports regular season attendance jumped to a six-year high in 2022. The NFL saw an average crowd size of 69,500 fans, which surpasses pre-pandemic levels. Mexico is going after smokers, imposing some of the world's strictest anti-tobacco laws. New rules will ban smoking in public places, including hotels, beaches, and parks. The promotion, advertising, and sponsorship of tobacco products is also being prohibited. E-cigarettes and vapes also set to face new restrictions in Mexico. Six more Broadway shows have closed, including The Music Man. Stars Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster left the show, and producers decided not to recast their roles. Also going dark was Tony Award winner A Strange Loop and Top Dog Underdog. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.